20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the Southern California winner of the most subscriptions sold during the years of 1993 to 1995 for school magazine drives. The number one, and I don't want to put this lightly, but I sold more magazine subscriptions than most newsstands in Orange County combined. That was sort of the statistic I went around with. That's how many subscriptions I sold in the magazine drive. My name is Sophia Alexandra. Thank you for having me.
How many magazines is that?
To be honest, I lost count after 72,000 subscriptions.
What were the top three most popular magazines?
Honestly, this was the deal. My mom worked for a bank. So she used her network of other people that worked in all the banks. And the highest selling magazine was Wired Magazine. Ironically, this is in the mid 90s when people were really interested in technology, as well as Better Homes and Gardens and Highlights, which is the children's magazine that has like puzzles and things. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's great for kids. So do you have kids? Because
no,
I would recommend that for you. What do you do?
Oh my God, someone's taking an interest in me for no reason.
Of course, no. I mean, well, I find you very
interesting. Wait a minute.
Huh?
This is how you were the champion of selling. You almost had me. Miles fucking Gray.
I guess I'm Miles. If we're not joking.
No, actually, I am Miles. I just was screaming my own name in frustration.
I see.
Hello. I am the founder of the cult Lexium, which was a cult that I started, the goal of which was to make every woman change her name to Lexi. It was not that successful, and my name is Miles Gray. I'm podcasting from jail.
It was called, oh my God, it's called the 80s. Didn't you know Alexi? Because Lexi could be so many people's name or nickname.
I don't know one Lexi, actually.
Really? I knew a couple, and they all had the screen name Sexy Lexi.
Oh, yeah. That was like a thing. I have friends named Alex who are girls.
Great.
But not Lexi. They don't go by that.
Well, that is a great peek behind the curtain of the other show that we do, which is called 420 Day Fiancé.
I'm so sorry about everything.
Love it.
God, this is a podcast about our favorite show, 90 Day Fiancé, and all of its various iterations, except for not on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Also, obviously, we are elevated. Miles, tell the people what we're going to be doing from now on, starting next Thursday.
It's an experiment. You know, we'll see, because we need something. We want to watch something else. And then the people have spoken about 72,000.
Yep.
72,000.
The same people that bought magazine subscriptions. Yep.
That's how many people responded to our polls and online inquiry. So I thank you to the 72,000 people out there, the 72,000 K1s, for responding that we should be talking about Married at First Sight. So we'll be talking about Married at First Sight season 9, because I think that's on that Netflix thing. So.
Exactly. So we didn't want to choose. We were going to just start at season 2 because season 1's whatever. But season 2 is not widely available, and we aren't going to make you like buy this trash. So catch this shit on Netflix. We're starting with season 9 next Thursday. Here we go.
But until then, we need to talk about our world, our hopes, our dreams, our realities, where we are. Obviously, you know, there's this episode that happened this last Sunday with the co-parenting scene. It caused a very large debate over Kenny and his co-parenting skills and whether or not his style of, you know, expressing himself or what the boundaries were, if he was crossing them. And it seemed like a lot of people had a lot of energy for Kenny in a very negative way.
To be fair, he said that his style of parenting, he said, is, quote, drill sergeant. So, yeah. I don't know. And also, his four kids love the shit out of him. So, yeah. I don't know. He seems like he knows what he's doing, but also,
I don't know, Hannah, like, on camera.
Hannah is, you know, not his kid, so I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I'd imagine they'll be fine. Just a side note, I went on Cameo, and I saw that Kenny does cameos that you can get for, like, $40. The rates these motherfuckers charge, the rates these superstars charge is very fair, and I would say is a bargain. So I would just like to go on the record on that in case one of them hear me, because I am in the process of negotiating something, maybe. I don't know. TBD.
Oh, I thought it was going to be with Yazan.
I've got a few feelers out there. You know, I'm back channeling stuff.
A few irons on the fire. Yep.
Yeah. But back to Kenny. We will get to Cameo. Remind me. We got to talk about Cameo because I have a few insights into that with 90 Day Stars. So, Kenny, people are really pissed. Like, they're really not. I don't understand why they. I mean, I guess if you're just responding very, like, viscerally and just your reaction to it is like, that's not, just relax, fuck Kenny. God, like, she's a little girl. Or being like, see, that's no, don't have that energy. The whole thing is, the one thing I do want to say is I do agree with Kenny because, I mean, Armando, she has, I'm not going to lie, Armando, 17 brooms. Where the fuck are we going to put Armando?
Armando, for someone with 17 brooms, her room is dirty as hell, Armando.
Oh, my God. Armando. Fine. Here we go. How many? So, you know, shout out to them. But honestly,
Armando, how many bows does she need, Armando? God. You only have the two pigtails. Damn.
And stop talking shit back there. Oh, my God. Armando, I swear to God. Don't talk about truffles.
Oh, unicorn. Oh, that's a likely story, Armando. We all know she was talking about how she wishes I wasn't her daddy.
Ooh. So, can we say this? Is the energy unfounded? Do you have any, after seeing it again? I watched it again. I just wanted to look because people were so angry. But in the end, I still feel the same. He kind of describes his whole arc as a person. He doesn't seem to be in denial or whatever about it. It's just people got to grow. People are adjusting.
Yep.
All right.
Just like the dad is, you know, making steps towards not being homophobic, Kenny is trying to figure out how to be a stepdad. So, you know, let's be all patient.
Okay. Next up, we got to talk about Yolanda.
For
people who don't know,
is outrageous.
This is an outrageous grab bag episode where we had to dip into the, you know, IRL. Shout out to my homegirl Ariel Viola from middle school and high school and everything. Shout out to you, girl. She had a really wonderful house. That was back when you could DJ a house party with just CDs.
Oh shit! When
you're like, yo, Miles brought his CDs, and I'm like, yeah, what's up?
And you roll up with the biggest book. People are like, wow,
holy
that's
shit!
That's a binder. What? His CD fucking binder is.
This guy's got MTV Party to Go 4. Oh, fuck.
That's what I call music, 10.
Oh, man. Party to Go. Those CDs were dope because they were just all mixed. That shit had Baby, Baby, Baby. Whatever. Anyway, so all that to say is IRL. We had to check up on Yolanda from 90 Day Fiancé. I think it was before the 90 days. This is the one where Yolanda was in love with a man named Williams. Or at least she was in love with a stock photos of a buff man. Like, I think you could search like muscular man, 100% buff in park,
no,
outdoor
it's
masculine.
Hunk. It's
yeah, hunk.
We named one of the episodes over the description, after the description. It was like,
oh, that's right. So, yeah, she was absolutely getting scammed, and her entire family knew. If you don't know, you absolutely should watch that. We talk about it, so we covered that. So go back into the archives, will you? And now we found out that she's engaged right now to somebody. I didn't know who the fuck this was, but Sophia, you did, because I was looking at it saying, oh, I don't know, this is just some fucking dude who keeps posing with rings. And this man is called Josh Sider. And you said he's from the Bachelorette?
No, I thought he was someone else. I thought he was from another reality show that's not The Bachelorette. Either way, he is from a reality show.
Yeah, and he is from The Bachelorette, though.
Yeah.
He was in like one episode or something. He's a former exotic dancer. He was in, I think, Caitlin Bristow's season. From what I am reading,
and all I know is that you knew that he was from some reality show or something, because this dude has 229,000 followers and only 63 posts.
Yeah. So here's the thing: his first ring or first photo he took is of, it's like a gray box. It's a really thin ass ring. And it says, flight to Vegas booked. And I'm not saying thin ass ring, like, ha, 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 it's a joke. I'm just saying this because there's a comparison I'm trying to make. He writes, flight to Vegas booked. And then Yolanda's account has, aw, lips, lips, heart, heart, heart. You know the shit is real. If it was a rose, that's one level. But if we're doing lips and hearts, that means Yolanda is fully engaged and engorged. And she writes, yes, with like nine S's and all these exclamation points. So this seems to be confirmation that they're together. In the comments, he was getting like roasted for the size of the ring. People were like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like thin ass ring, blah, blah, blah. Like I thought you were doing well. So suddenly he posts another, has another post where he has like a blue box and a big chunky ass diamond ring. Mm-hmm. I guess the haters got to him because the ring was fine. Whatever, you're getting engaged. Who gives a shit? All you have to do is be like, let's do this weird thing called marriage. And now they are official, apparently.
So my question is, what the hell did he do with the first ring?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Does he? He probably just has like a, I bet scammers just have like engagement rings on deck.
And shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
You already know.
I already know.
That would be part of your scammer kit. You know, like if you, let's just say like, you know, you're getting off a reality show. You don't know if like what your next job is going to be, because you damn sure not going to go back to waiting tables. So you need to find somebody who's rich, but also vulnerable. So now you're like being like, oh my God, I love your fucking paintings. Like they're so good. Oh my God. Like your hair honestly is, it's like the longest and most beautiful hair I've ever seen. Oh, I just want to be with you all day. I think you could be the love of my life. Then you need the ring. And now you got a place to stay for at least 3 more months.
Also, this dude has the worst tattoos. He looks like fucking, what's his face? Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Just like, what a sixth grader's version of like a cool guy looks like. It was just upsetting.
I mean, this is such a fake relationship, but in like this article that I'm sure his publicist like gave to In Touch Weekly for this scoop, as they call it, I think they call themselves Bonnie and Clyde Forever.
Okay. I mean, is this like supposed to be like they're the new Jay-Z and Beyonce? Because
there's something. She's 52. He's 33. He, in this article, mentions about being in 90 Day Fiancé, about being like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't really want to talk about, I don't know. Who knows? Like being like coy about it. But it's fucking so dumb and thirsty. Like they're trying to be, maybe get a spinoff show or some shit. It's so, which would make me think, the Williams thing was like she was making that shit up to get on here or some shit. You know what I mean? Although there was people, I don't know. Either way, they tried. They are trying.
Yeah, this is wild. And if you guys go to his IG, it's Josh Seiter Official, S-E-I-T-E-R. Yeah, this dude looks a mess, and he's for sure going to break her heart. And I just hope that her daughter whoops his ass when it's time.
But what if Yolanda thinks this is how she can get on like another show again? I don't know. Or maybe he's scamming her. Oh, God. Oh, my God, Sophia, if he...
Are you joking? You think he may be scamming her?
I'm hoping they are both in on a scam to get attention.
Dude, no. Did you ever watch her fucking season? What? Were we watching the same show?
Oh, my God.
Of course please. She's getting scammed.
No, I don't want it.
She doesn't know what an English accent sounds like. You're serious? You're serious? This woman is gonna find the love of her life and it's this guy?
It's not gonna be that. I'm saying she's in on it. She's being like, yeah, sure, I don't care, motherfucker. I will say, like, we've never met. We don't have to really do shit. And we'll get written up. And I can be relevant for a second. And so can you. And dot, dot, dot. Because it doesn't make any kind of sense. Even for him, right? Like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna be on... You're American, bro. And you're going to be with Yolanda and you think you're going to be on 90 Day Fiancé?
I mean, it could just be like, you know, Yolanda, whatever, looks for love.
Oh, God.
You know?
No, I can't bear to see this woman get
Yolanda
like
Yolanda and Josh? A love story? Blah.
Oh, God. No. Ugh. No, nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. Nobody asked for it. And TLC, if you're listening, nobody asked for it. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And I want to dive in. Just for a brief moment, into the world of Cameo. For people who don't know, Cameo is an app, a website service where you can pay celebrities who have nothing to do money to send you like a selfie or self-recorded video of them like wishing you a happy birthday or wishing somebody else a congratulations on a birth, whatever, just like shout outs.
No, literally anything. They'll be like, they'll say in their thing, I'll do this or this or this. I mean, right. Not like white power, probably some of them, but.
Yeah, it all depends. As long as you use enough veiled language. I mean, you can get these motherfuckers to say anything.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure. I'm sure with Avery, you don't even have to veil it.
Oh, boy. Well, I want to talk. So I was looking and I'm like, who the fuck is on here? Like, which ones have we got on here? There are a lot of people, cast members from 90 Day Fiancé on here, and it's fucking everybody. But some of these rates, you get an idea of what people are being like, okay, this is sort of the baseline. Okay, if this person is charging this, then I'm going to charge this. And some people are a little more expensive than others. And on there, you can kind of do these two things where you can chat for like $10, like just to like chat back and forth through the app, or you can get them to record a video for, you know, X amount of dollars. There are some people in here who I'm kind of surprised are on here, but I think that's probably because we don't watch Pillow Talk. For example, Dean Hashim, I don't know how, probably Hashim. He's the brother of Tarek, who was dating that woman Hazel in the Philippines from like a couple seasons ago. Do you remember her?
Yes.
And them. Yes. So he's on there, but I'm guessing because I believe he's on Pillow Talk a lot with Tarek. They got, this dude is getting, for a self-recorded video, $35.99. That's kind of like, I think, what the baseline is.
Okay, that's
still. He's actually charging $1 more than Paul, of like Paul and Karini.
Well, Paul is a terrible person.
Look
but that,
at
his
Paul's
baby
profile
needs money.
Image. He's wearing a gas mask.
What is wrong with him?
You can also get Andre and Elizabeth for $75.
Well, I guess it's a 2-for-1 deal.
But it's so funny because when you like go on each person's profile, they have like a video that's kind of trying to like sell themselves. You're like, hey, what's up? It's blah, blah, blah. Like, come through. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Like, we'll, you know, let's get it popping. And some people are so fucking corny. Like, yo, look at, I'm just going to show you Andre and Elizabeth really quick. The energy these people have is wild.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Andre and Elizabeth.
It's us.
From 90 Day Fiancé.
We're so excited that we get the opportunity to make you guys personalized shout-out videos.
Put a smile on your face.
Put a smile on your face. Exactly. And make it super
okay,
special.
Okay, before we get sued.
That sounds like they're being held hostage. It is not what people sound like.
They, dude, Kenny has the best videos. All of his videos, like, you can also see examples of some of these like cameos that they've recorded for other people. Some people, you can just tell they're at their table. Like Stace is just like, she has ones where she's like, you could tell she might have just had a fucking like mac and cheese and was just like, what's up? You know, it's Stacy. Thank you so much. I love you, girl. You're turning 44, girl. Thank you. Kenny's always start locked off, empty frame with like techno music playing. And then he'll like slide into the frame and like have like, it's like a production. So
is it
Kenny.
Funny?
It's, first of all, he got the, I don't know when this profile picture was taken, but you know what?
20 years
maybe,
ago?
Maybe, hey, come on. We don't know, but maybe he is a time traveler. We don't know. Mm. Or that pic is from Based on the Phone a while ago.
It's Kenny from 90 Day Fiancé.
Kenny's also got that energy.
I want to crash your party. Do you have a birthday, anniversary, or any celebration coming up? I'm your guy.
It sounds like a 80s public access ad for an exotic dancer.
It's also weird how these people are like so sincere instead of feeding into like the actual thing they're known for, instead of like, yeah. Yo, if you got a friend that's into trash, I will give them a shout out. I will say whatever, you know, holler. Like, why mm-hmm. wouldn't you just be yourself? Andre pretending to be a good person is like the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's. Hold on, I just gotta show you one of these ones with Kenny though. When he comes
when he
in
slides
frame.
In. Oh my god! It's the techno remix of Happy Birthday.
Hey!
Wow,
it's a motherfucking production, honestly, Kenny. That's
go
fucking
off.
That's 5 million points to you
off,
because these
dude.
Other people are lazy as shit. You out here with the, you got the fucking choreography going on. I'm so sorry for my phone keeps going off with it. And he's giving you all that for $48.99. Okay. Meanwhile, Andre and Elizabeth, you can have murder eyes for $75.
Still, though, Kenny's charging a lot. That's a lot. $50.
You know who's charging a lot? Asuelu. This motherfucker charging $84.99 for a video.
He's got to send money home, and he's got two kids, and his mom's going to whoop him. And
Armando,
his Tammy, sister Tammy, too, if he doesn't
Armando
send money
is also,
back home.
Armando also $48.99. Then there's Zied for $35.99. Caesar for $49.99.
Well, we know Caesar needs the money.
What about Submit? How much do you think Submit is?
20.
Oh, come on. If Dean, Tarek's brother, is charging $34.99.
All right. $38.99.
$54.99. Okay.
What?
Yes. He needs money.
Okay, but rent in India is cheap and we know he's not paying alimony.
He got that
now.
$20,000 fucking fee he got to pay, remember?
Yeah, but I'm sure that, you know.
He's doing them TikToks for that. I'm sure. I would
be
doing that
shit.
Well,
because whatever. His mom and dad paid that money, so now he has to pay them back, which isn't the same thing.
Corey from Corey and Evelyn, he's a real steal at $29.99. I really wish him the best. should we get... Baby girl Lisa is $79.99.
Wow. Well, and she's, that's because hers. She has like gone viral with her toe.
It's my girl Lisa coming to you on Cameo for those birthday wishes, anniversary wishes. If you're not feeling well or just, you know, to mess with somebody, you know, I'm down for that because I am the sassy brassy one from TLC season 4. You know me, baby girl Lisa.
Yes, we do.
I love that she reminds people being like, you know, I'm the brassy sassy one instead of being like, I'm the one with 9 toes. I'm like, you're going to remember that shit way quicker.
Yeah. I think that's the one I'm going to remember. Oh, but you know what? We got
every woman that tries to get a black man to satisfy whatever her wild idea is of, I don't know, importing a man. They literally all have the same personality and face and body. So it's weird to be like, I'm the sassy brassy one. I'm like, that's how all of them describe themselves.
Yeah.
That's Angela. That's all of them.
I just do want to give a shout out to, because Stacy of Stace and Darce, get your Team Stace and Team Darce merch also at TeePublic right now. It's on sale.
You guys, the t-shirts have neon on them. I insisted. Tell me if you fucks with that.
Yes. And they're on sale till Saturday. Stacy, her intro video is very honest, and I just love she's at a real bargain also at $54.99.
Hi guys, this is Stacy Silva, Darcy Silva's twin sister, and yes, I'm on Cameo now too. So if you'd like to get to know me, I'll send you a video, and just looking forward to talking to each and every one of you. Thank you and see you soon.
Oh.
Does she know she's not actually going to be talking to people? I don't think she knows what the
service
is. I mean,
in a way, yeah, when she's talking at her phone. Come on, let her have that, you know?
I mean, you know I'm Team Darce, so.
I know, and I'm just, I love Stace.
You're Team Stace.
So I do want to point out two things. You can get Stace and Darce, okay, just for the record, if you're just getting Darce, who's, mm-hmm. I guess, the main event twin, mm-hmm. that's $74.99. Mm-hmm. But you can get Stace and Darce for $124. So I think that's a good deal.
That's a steal, you guys.
If we're getting both of them, that like that's I think that could like help me like nurse me back to health. you can also get Tiffany. Remember Tiffany?
Hey girl, that's the only one I'll pay for. What's Tiffany. Up, girl? Woo! How those dimples popping? How's that makeup? Ronald. How's that Woo! Hair? Ooh. Tiffany. We miss
Yo,
you.
Look
Tiffany.
At her. Look at her. Look Ooh. At her. Look at her. Look at her. We love
you
Tiffany.
Fine as hell, Tiffany.
she's on here with Ronald.
My 90-day fiancé the other way.
And I'm Ronald.
So I guess they're together. I don't know. Ronald. Some of these could be like super old, but who knows?
I just want to say I don't want Ronald in on this. I want to give her money and I want him to go fuck himself.
Wow. Yeah, you should be like, hey, can I just like. Just hit me with like your quick pay email or something. I'll hit you with that like on the side real quick. Okay. Well, anyway, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And before we just ride on out on our rascals. Into the sunset, we wanted to read, a review. Somebody left a review that isn't offensive, so I guess it is fit to air. Please take it away.
Yes, it's been pre-screened by the algorithm, okay, and it is, in fact, approved. Okay, this one is from A. Smith, 2112, and it's called Magda Pass the Kielbasa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to say that.
Magda, pass the kielbasa. Hey, pass the freaking kielbasa. Magda, what do you think?
Pass
you
the kielbasa, eh? Pass the
kielbasa. Hey, pass the kielbasa, eh? Don't this shit make my people want to jump?
Jump. All right, 5 stars. The only thing getting me through this pandemic.
I said Magda. See them girls rolling. And they look like their ass is just swollen.
I was going to say their kielbasas are showing.
You going to tell that brother You're going to tell that sister, pass the kielbasa, eh?
Pass the kielbasa.
Woo!
Oh, man. Yeah, I miss the early 2000s.
Me too.
I'm old.
I miss in the Bad grand Boy scheme Productions.
So, yes, back to this. We got, see, this is how we get. We got sidetracked by the kielbasa because we're blinded by the kielbasa.
That always happens. Okay.
What's going on? So, what's the review?
The only thing getting me through this pandemic is listening to Miles and Sophia discuss the best/worst show on television. I've lost count how many times I've laughed to myself out loud like a complete lunatic. Keep sifting through the garbage for those juicy secrets.
Secrets. Where'd it go?
We K1's crave. Meow. Mm. Meow.
Well, love a secret. Honestly, if you have secrets, please write them in the form of a review. Actually, write and review and rate the show to keep us at the top of the charts of your hearts.
Because as you know, Arnold and Jerry have been taken away from us as our top guests.
They threatened us with, I don't want to say what. But
both of us are scarred, clearly.
We're like, fine, okay, fine, whatever. You don't want the smoke. You don't want the smoke. This is a smoke-free environment. You don't want it with me. And I was like, okay, Jesus Christ, Jerry Seinfeld, the fuck?
And then what did Arnold say about it?
A lawyer just came and threatened to shoot up my family's house. So.
You idiot!
Yeah, he's like, you idiot! What do you think? You're not going to cut me in on your ad revenue? That's not there, you idiot! You've got nothing! He was just, he kept it real. I respected him. And then again, obviously, the hospital thing happened, so he came around. He's like, you know what? I'm going to let go, you idiot. Because you're not worth wasting my life. So you should get a life, you idiot. What the hell? So that all worked out.
Please leave us more reviews and ratings so that Miles can read them in those voices.
And Debbie doesn't shoot up my house.
Yeah, she's been threatening me and my family.
You know what? We're fans. She's the queen, though. That's why we love her, because there's none higher. And we're going to leave it at that.
If she was on Cameo,
I feel like there's lasers coming through my window. Hold on. Whoa. Okay. They got my kitchen window looking like a rave. Got so many lasers coming through it. You know what I mean? That's what she said. So don't fuck around, huh?
So many lasers.
Make this thing look like the Gobi tent at Coachella, bitch. Light your shit up.
They call me Light Bright. You fucking know why.
You know why. Turn on the magical colored light.
I'm serious. Light your ass up.
I'm serious. I have these beams coming through you like lightsabers. They'll touch you. You don't want it. You know what I mean? And I got shell catchers. No evidence. Leaving nothing behind like the Boy Scouts. You feel me? Okay. So please leave the reviews so we don't get, got, because we're all we got, K1s. And with that, check us out on... Oh, also, again, next week we will be talking about
Married at First Sight,
Season 9, which you can see on Netflix, so everybody can enjoy that if you have that. If not, K1s, hook each other up legally and responsibly. With that, check us out on the iHeartRadio app, because this is a production of iHeartRadio. This is called 420 Day Fiancé, and it's great. I hope everyone loves to subscribe and to like it. And yes, just please find us there, and on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everything like that. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Is this Danish or what?
This is a vibe. That's just like sort of Western Europe.
That's right. It's a vibe. I forgot. That is the most popular.
Yeah, it's all just like vibration based. Everything like I'm talking about, like not really nationalities, like mostly vibrations. So that's what we're talking about on the new show called Nothing But the Vibrations.
Good.
What's that?
Good vibrations.
I don't know this song. But yeah, anyway, God bless you all. You find me, Sophia Alexandra, at the Sophia. Oh, also, well, I'm sorry, before that, find 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram at 420 Day Fiance and on Twitch, twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Me, Sophia Alexandra, at the Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A. Also, my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with my co-host, Courtney Kosak, and get my comedy album, Father's Day, okay? Okay, please. It's great vibrations and it's funny humor vibrations to like stimulate your brain because everyone, I feel like it's everything's so static now. Like really need to massage your brain waves. Really, I'm serious. Everyone, please get the album. It's great.
It's totally okay.
Great.
So I just wanted to say that Private Parts Unknown is about to drop some fire episodes. It's an OnlyFans series where we talk to comedians that have started OnlyFans because of the pandemic kind of decimating their living. So if you want to tune in for that, that's truly juicy and good as hell. And these women are dope. Yes.
Yeah. Fire episodes. Thank you. That's my assistant. I said, what is it? I said, you know, honestly, this is my assistant. I said, Sri, what is, describe the next episodes of this show called, everyone loves it, Private Parts Unknown. What is it? She said,
fire.
Fire. Fire down below. Fire upon them. So she said, she's also like really into dance hall as well.
That was very Jamaican towards the end. What is going on?
Yeah, that's what she said.
The podcast is fire.
Ah, all right. Great.
All right. You can find me, Miles Gray, on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can listen to me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm. The podcast is fire.
Every day with Jack O'Brien and some fire guests.
Yeah, honestly, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. Welcome to the new show that you know. What's all on, Sri? What is the name of this new show?
The podcast is fire.
Yeah, Vault, Captain. So. I'm sorry, please don't cancel me. It's hard. It's hard talking in a computer all day, y'all. It's hard. Please. I want to hug somebody. Okay.
We love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Meow.
The podcast is fire.
Oh, 20 Day Fiancé. Yeah.